never had been through it before. Really tried to find a way to, just stay at home, keep myself as far as distance away from my family as humanly possible. I've got three kids. Some of the best advice given to me was act as though you are infected so that you just constantly keep this mindset of keeping a distance, a safe distance away, as to not share it even if you are. But no signs or symptoms. 14 days have passed, and we are no fevers, no chills, no of that stuff, no coughs or issues going on. So we're ready to get back after it.
Now, were you ever tested?
I was not. I never had any, zero signs or symptoms, and there was no reason at all to be tested.
And we are told that is the proper approach to take. I mean, I could go out and get tested, I suppose, but that's a test, and those things are not infinitely supplied for us. And the idea is, and Governor Kemp has talked about this, President Trump has talked about this, such resources as we have when it comes to testing, something as essential as testing, leave that whenever possible for first responders, the folks who are on the front lines here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, look, we stayed here at home and paid close attention. You know, look, the past 2 weeks have not been lazy. They've been extremely busy. Been fortunate to stay in very close contact with Governor Kemp, who continues, you know, we speak multiple times a day at different points during the week. He's been great to keep us in the loop and continue to relay onto himself and his team constituent issues that arise or private sector solutions that show up that we can possibly put in the hands of the state of Georgia to continue to combat this crisis.
Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan with us. In terms of those resources, in terms of tests, first of all, mentioned that obviously they are in limited supply, working to get more of those tests. Tell us about that process.
Yeah, I think there's two different parts to the testing piece. One is trying to get more tests. But one of the difficulties I think we're realizing globally, and this isn't just the Georgia issue, is the length of time to get the results back. And so looking for new solutions for having quicker turn times on tests, I think we're seeing that. I talked to Dr. Ben Watson last night, state senator from Savannah, he's on the coronavirus task force with the governor and has been a very close confidant of both the governor and myself. He's told me that there are quicker turnaround time tests. There's quicker labs now inside the state. And to me, that is equally as important as getting more physical tests in our hands, because we want to have more actionable data to be able to work off of for our healthcare providers.
Yeah, about that, because I'm looking at the data that we get twice a day now from the Georgia Department of Public Health, and a couple of numbers that jump out at me, and we tend to bottom line these things. The total number, and this was as of 7 o'clock last night, 2,683 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Georgia with 83 confirmed deaths. Now, that's a 3% mortality rate if you look strictly at the number of cases we know about. But that seems to me to be the important part of the discussion here. We almost certainly, I think everybody would agree, we have more than 2,700 coronavirus cases, but we can't say that for sure until we get the test back. We can be reasonably sure about the number of coronavirus deaths. And until we have a better sense of exactly how many we have, and that speaks to the point you just made about turning these test results around sooner than we're able to do now, we don't really have a handle on what the mortality rate is.
Right. Look, everybody is looking at the data, but we have to understand that the data is skewed at this point. And to your point, we don't have a capture. We have not captured everybody in the data set that has been infected with this. Some people show very little, no signs or symptoms. Some folks just ride it out because it doesn't ever become a critical issue to need to receive escalated medical care. And so those numbers are skewed. And also, look, Tim, I think it's really, really important. The governor and I talked about this yesterday, and I know he's spoke publicly about this a number of times, but the decisions we make today take at a minimum 14 to 21 days to show up in the data. So as we take these more aggressive social distancing policies and practices nationally and here in the state, it takes a little bit of time. It takes a couple of weeks for us to see the results of that show up in the data. And certainly we're going to continue to pay close attention to it. But look, we've got to make sure that we're paying attention to the data and to the science behind this. As we talk about making decisions looking forward, The governor has, in my opinion, done an incredible job of leading the state forward and taking into consideration all of the different dynamics, the health crisis, the financial crisis, the small business owner, the rural person, the urban family, the rural family, putting all of that in and trying to make these decisions. But ultimately, this comes down to us making good decisions around social distancing. You know, I had a very successful business owner call me about 10 days ago. And he said, Jeff, just give me the chance, give our business the chance and other businesses like us to put on display what being socially distanced and being responsible is all about. He said, I guarantee you we'll be good at it because our livelihoods depend on it. And certainly we're watching that play out as we move forward.
Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan with us about those businesses, and we have them here in Athens, obviously, and all over the state, all over the country now. There will be those businesses, and some of them small, some of them not, but I'm thinking about these mom and pops, so many of them that we have around here. The margins were very small to begin with. It was a day-to-day struggle to begin with. Take away 70, 80, 90, or in some cases 100% of their businesses. I don't know how some of these folks survived this. Do you have any thoughts at all as to how they might?
Yeah, look, there's two crises that we're dealing with. One is the health crisis, and two is the financial crisis. We need to make sure that we make healthcare decisions that are sensible and take care of the well-being of 11 million Georgians. But the financial crisis is real, too. Looking for ways to soften that blow, looking for ways to continue to make common sense decisions. You know, even if you can allow a small business to do takeout, to be able to only allow a certain number of people inside a store and keep within the 6 foot, you know, outside the 6 foot radius to make sure we're not spreading this, allowing those dollars to still flow through the veins of those businesses, allow them to keep their majority of their employees employed, even if at a discount. It still allows them to be able to get a paycheck and pay for the food for their family at the end of the month and for their rent. Look, this is not easy. There's no textbook to go to here. But I think if we continue to be personally responsible about social distancing, we're going to continue to see a decline once we get to peak and quickly flattening this curve, which is ultimately what the science tells us is the most effective way to battle this.
Is anyone giving you any inkling at all as to when we might hit that peak and start to slide down the other side?
No, I mean, I think we're all studying the numbers and everybody's kind of got their own different hypothesis as to where we go. I think if you look globally, it looks like when social distancing gets kind of enforced, which we've seen that nationally and also here in the state, it starts to, over a period of time starts to flatten. You know, my expectation is we're going to have a few rough weeks and hopefully the decisions that we've made have flattened the curve and allow us to start taking big steps back towards normalcy. But look, the encouragement here is to continue to pay attention to social distancing, continue to keep incredibly good hygiene, and to pay attention. If you're not healthy, don't leave your house. Don't get around other folks because it's just not responsible.
Right, Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, glad you're healthy. Stay well. We'll leave it there. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.